Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. The headlines. India is constantly engaged with the United States to find a mutually beneficial and balanced trade agreement. Pope Leo urges Ukraine and Russia to hold direct talks to end war. Russia claims control over Ukraine's Sviato-Prokhorovsky region. Algerian parliament approves law declaring France's colonization of the country a crime. And Christmas being celebrated across the globe with devotional fervor. India remains constantly engaged with the United States to find a mutually beneficial and balanced trade agreement as early as possible. India's ambassador to the U.S., Vinay Mohan Quatra, said, on trade and tariff, India will remain constantly engaged with the United States trade representative with the hope to find a mutually beneficial and a balanced trade agreement as early as possible.
We continue to work very, very proactively in other areas also, including in the fields of trade, science and technology, artificial intelligence. We have been working with the range of stakeholders in the U.S., both in the private sector and the government sector, in the think tank circle, for a very substantial participation of theirs in the upcoming AI Action Summit in February. So technology has been a very principal domain of our engagement. On trade and tariff, as I said, we remain very constantly engaged with the USTR. With the hope to find a mutually beneficial and a balanced trade arrangement as early as possible.
Quatra termed India's successful launch of communication satellite yesterday as a very important and a big day for partnership between Washington and New Delhi, saying it caps a series of achievements in 2025 in bilateral space cooperation between the countries. Pope Leo, in his first Christmas sermon today, urged Ukraine and Russia to find the courage to hold direct talks to end the war. Speaking at St. Peter's Square, the first U.S. Pope expressed hope that the fighting would stop and that all sides, with support of international community, find the courage to engage in sincere, direct and respectful dialogue. His plea comes as U.S.-led negotiations on a deal to end the fighting continues. Earlier during the sermon, Pope Leo decried conditions for Palestinians in Gaza. He said that Jesus was born in a stable to show that the God chose to live among people in a weak and temporary place. He said this should make us think about the tents in Gaza where people are suffering in bad weather. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, churches of all denominations around the world have organized special Christmas services and events. A report.
On the occasion of Christmas, Pope Leo XIV presided over the celebrations at the Vatican for the first time since his election in May this year. In the United Kingdom, King Charles III and Queen Camilla led members of the royal family to the traditional Christmas morning service at the Church of St. Mary Magdalene in Sandringham. Princess Anne and Sir Tim Lawrence, along with Prince William and Kate Middleton and their three children, also attended the service. In Nepal, churches witnessed Christmas carols sung in both Nepali and English in Kathmandu Valley, accompanied by cultural programs, dramas and choir performances. Valsa Williams for World News.
The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian forces have taken control of the settlement of Sviato-Prokhorovsky in the Donetsk region in the eastern Ukraine. The ministry said in a statement that as a result of decisive actions, units of the southern group of forces liberated the settlement of Sviato-Prokhorovsky in the Donetsk region. The statement also said that the Russian air defense system shot down 6 aerial bombs, 1 US-made HIMARS rocket and 472 fixed-wing unmanned aerial vehicles in the special military operation zone over the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, two oil storage tanks caught fire at the southern Russian port of Termiyuk following a drone attack. Authorities in the Krasnodar region said no casualties were reported. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The Algerian parliament has unanimously approved a law declaring France's colonization of the country a crime. Parliament also demanded an apology and reparations. The bill, which passed yesterday, holds France legally responsible for its colonial past in Algeria and the tragedies it caused. The legislation lists crimes committed during French colonization, including nuclear tests, extrajudicial killings, physical and psychological torture, and the systematic plundering of resources. The two countries are embroiled in a major diplomatic crisis, and analysts say that while Algeria's move is largely symbolic, it remains politically significant. Thailand's military today announced that border negotiations with Cambodia have entered their second day, with overall clashes along the frontier showing a downward trend. The secretariat meeting of the Thai-Cambodian General Border Committee is being held on the Thai side of the border in Chanthaburi province. Around 30 Cambodian delegates attended the meeting, while Malaysian members of the ASEAN Observer team in Thailand were also present. According to Thai Ministry of Defence spokesperson, the secretariat meeting started yesterday and will continue till tomorrow. If these preliminary discussions proceeded smoothly, they will be followed by a meeting between the defence ministries of both nations on Saturday. Conservative candidate Nasri Asafura, backed by U.S. President Donald Trump, was declared the winner of the Honduras presidential election yesterday, more than 3 weeks after voting ended amid delays, technical problems and allegations of fraud. The Honduran Electoral Authority announced that Asafura won 40.3% of the vote, narrowly defeating center-right Liberal Party candidate Salvador Nasrullah, who received 39.5% vote. Earlier, Trump had threatened to cut U.S. financial support to Honduras if Asafura did not win, and later pardoned from Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, a member of Asafura's National Party. Residents of Somalia's capital voted today in municipal elections meant to pave the way for the East African country's first direct national polls in more than half a century. Somalia last held direct elections in 1969. After years of civil war that followed Barre's fall in 1991, indirect elections were introduced in 2004. In northern Tanzania, 5 people were killed in a helicopter crashed on Mount Kilimanjaro yesterday, and Tanzanian Civil Aviation Authority said that helicopter went down near Barafu camp. Local media citing Kilimanjaro Regional Police Chief Simon Maigwa reported that the aircraft was on a medical rescue mission at the time of the crash. In Nigeria, 5 people were killed and 35 injured after a bomb exploded during prayers at a mosque in northeastern city of Maiduguri yesterday. Described a suicide attack, the police spokesperson said in a statement that fragments of a suspected suicide vest were found at the site. Bangladesh Nationalist Party acting chairman Tariq Rehman returned to Bangladesh today, ending nearly 17 years in exile in the United Kingdom. His homecoming comes at a critical moment as Bangladesh prepares for national election, with the BNP viewing his return as a major political milestone. Meanwhile, Bangladesh interim government has reaffirmed that the Awami League will not be able to participate in the next national election scheduled for February 12th, citing the suspension of the party's activities and deregistration. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India is constantly engaged with the United States to find a mutually beneficial and balanced trade agreement. And Pope Leo urges Ukraine and Russia to hold direct talks to end war. Russia claims control over Ukraine's Sviatopolkovsky region. Algerian parliament approves law declaring France's colonization of the country a crime. And Christmas being celebrated across the globe with devotional fervor. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.